It's so good to be here this weekend to see the holiness of our Lord. And we thank the Lord for all that he has revealed to us concerning his holiness. It is really, I don't know what the right word is, awesome to see how holy our God is. It's captivating. And may the Lord gain all of our heart to have a desire to know him more in this way. Amen. this morning, I wanted to continue on my burden concerning the matter of holiness of separation. And we are now coming into not just the outward separation, but much more importantly, our inward separation. Amen. Amen. After seeing how holy our God is, after seeing the beauty of his holiness, the result is that we realize how unholy we are. This is always the case. Compared to the Lord's holiness and his standard of righteousness, we come short. Yeah. And we ask the Lord to give us such a realization. In Isaiah, he spoke very clearly, our righteousnesses are as filthy rags compared to the righteousness of our holy God. And Paul says in Romans 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Right? I think our brother Paul was very kind to say we come short or fall short, as if it's, the gap is just like this. But as we all know from our own experience and from reading the scripture, this gap is as wide as light and darkness, right? Day and night, heaven and earth. Yeah. So the first step to holiness for all of us today has to be true repentance. Repent means that everybody is going the wrong way. We mentioned this yesterday, the brothers. Everyone is going the wrong way. And we all know that if we continue in this way, it will end up in a dead end. And all of a sudden you realize, I cannot go this way anymore. I want to make a U-turn. I want to be separated from everyone who is going that way. I want to turn back to God. This is repentance. And this is what John the Baptist came to do, right? We saw this in the conference regarding the kingdom. We need to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. Yeah. So we know the doctrine, but in our experience, it's not so easy. Because none of us like to admit that we are wrong. We want to be right, right? We have our pride, our ego, our self that is standing in the way. And so naturally, what we do and what I do is I blame the circumstances. I blame my background, my upbringing. I blame you. I blame you. Sometimes we even blame the weather. actually the only one I should blame is me, right? So God is giving Israel an opportunity to repent that they may be made holy again. So repentance is really not a small thing. In Romans chapter 2, I'll just read these two verses to you, verses 4 and 5. It says, "Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance?" Yes. Yes, definitely our God is holy, righteous. But our God's heart is full of goodness, and he gives man second chance, third chance, fourth chance. Even until today, we are still living in the age of grace. There is still time for us to repent. 2,000 years later, the Lord is still waiting for us to turn back to him. The verse goes on in Romans chapter 2, "But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath, the revelation of the righteous judgment of God." This here you see God's holiness. Yes. If you do harden your heart and if you do not repent, yes, there will be a day of wrath and judgment waiting. So if we don't repent today, one day when we all stand before him, one thing we could never say to the Lord is, "Lord, you didn't give me a chance to repent." Because our God is not only a God of second chance, a third chance, fourth chance, many chances. Right? May the Lord have mercy on us. We need to repent. Yeah. That is why sometimes when we parents discipline our children, we ask them, you know, "Please say you're sorry." And you can see in their face, they would rather get beaten than to say, "I'm sorry." Yeah. I laugh at that, and then I realize, oh, I am like that. Yeah. We are so hardened in our heart. This is a matter of separation. We need to repent for holiness. And then the next step is naturally baptism. Baptism is a reality of separation unto holiness. Yeah. And I'll read to you in Matthew chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. And this is John the Baptist again speaking. "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry, and he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Yeah. We need to repent. We need to be baptized. We need to be brought into Christ. And that's not enough, then we need to have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, right? We need the separation, and we need the Lord's Spirit to anoint us. And here you see God's work of separation. It says, "He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." And then it goes on to say, "His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Look at this picture, a fan in his hand, thoroughly cleaning out. And so all the shafts are being blown so that the wheat could be collected, and then whatever is left is all burned up. Now, if this is not separation, I don't know what separation is. You know, this is a picture of what the Lord wants to do here when he came. Yeah. So we need to be obedient to the Lord speaking. Yes. And if we don't, then there will be fire, right? Unquenchable fire. This is God's word. This is not my word. You take it or believe or not, this is God's word. And then we go on. The Lord himself spoke in Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, starting from verse 34. He says, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth." I'm sorry to share this word during this time of the year, but this is what the Bible says. "Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be those of his own household. And he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. And he who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it." I cannot say it any better than how the Lord said it. I didn't understand these verses when I was a young Christian. Now, after many years of hard and difficult experiences, after passing through some trials and tribulations, I have some measure of appreciation of what the Lord is saying here. Amen. The word of the Lord is true. Right? And this has been our experience all these years. If we obey it, this word will sanctify us. It will make us holy. Right? Last night, John mentioned concerning the prayer of the Lord in John chapter 17. And the Lord is praying to the Holy Father. Yes. We all need to know the Lord as the Holy Father. Yeah. As we sang today, "Great is the Holy One of Israel." And in John chapter 17, verse 15, the Lord prays in this way, "I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one." Amen. Amen. "They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." Amen. "As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world." And listen to this. The Lord says, "And for their sakes, I sanctify myself." Amen. Yeah. That they also may be sanctified by the truth. Yes. It's a wonderful prayer. And may we really get into what the heart, what the Lord wants to say here. Our prayer today is not to take us out of the world physically, at least not yet, until we are mature and fully ripened, right? Our prayer is keep us from the evil one. And as the Lord says clearly here, though we may be in the world, we are not of the world. Yeah. This is separation. Yeah. This is separation inwardly. Right? We are those who are separated, sanctified by the truth. The problem is never about geography. So here, I'm going to choose my words carefully. Don't wish to be in a better location. You know what I mean, right? We all wish, oh, if I was in that location, if I was in this location, I would be so much. No, the Lord wants you to be where you are. Yeah. It's better to be in the world, but not of the world. Right? The problem is, are we inwardly sanctified? Are we inwardly separated unto Him? If we are, wherever we go, we are separated. If not, we will bring our issues with us wherever we go. And this is a problem with all of us. And may the Lord help us. Yeah. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, the Lord says to Peter, I also say to you that you are Peter. And on this rock, I will build my church. So this word church means ecclesia. God's called out ones. We are those who are separated. May the Lord separate us. May we heed God's call. As Abraham heed God's call. We are those who are gathered by the Lord to be separated, to be His holy people. Yeah. And as we read also last night in 1 Corinthians 1:2, we are those who are called saints. Amen. Yes, I have a fresh appreciation for this word. In 1 Corinthians 1:2, it says, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. Amen. Amen. With all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Yeah. The Lord wants us to be saints, not just in name, but very much within. Yes. So let's read some verses. Maybe we could read these verses together in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 to 18, if you all have it. Amen. Be unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? Communion has light with darkness. What accord has Christ with Belial? or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Amen. Come out from among them and be separate. Yeah. This is not just Old Testament. Right? Very much applies to us today. We all need to be separated from within. Very much enjoying praying over these verses with some of the brothers a few weeks ago, and the Lord really spoke to me. And it's a calling from the Lord. Yeah. We have nothing to do with idols. Yeah. And we should not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. May the Lord help us. Yeah. I want to jump on to what we were sharing last night a little bit in Hebrews chapter 13. And we fellowship about this when we were in the Hebrews conference, but it didn't impress me as much as today regarding how we need to follow the Lord, follow the Lamb. In Hebrews 13, verse 12, says, therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffer outside the gate. Therefore, let us go forward to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Yeah. For sanctification, the Lord asks us to go forth to him outside the camp to bear his reproach. Lately, I have been asking the Lord this question. After all these years, why am I here? Why are you here? Why are we could be in so many other places. Why did the Lord bring us here? Right. I hope the answer is because we are following the Lord. Right. We are going forth to him outside the camp. And we are bearing his reproach. We are those who are separated by the Lord, and just like the Lord himself, he has left religion, he has left the camp of Judaism. Today, we may be rejected by men, but as the Lord was, he was chosen by God and precious. I want to be like that. Right? I want to bear the Lord's reproach. Yeah. And may the Lord help me. Ultimately, if we follow the Lamb wherever we goes, there really is only one place where all of us will end up. Right? And that is in Revelation chapter 14. Right? And I look, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written on their foreheads. In verse 4 says, these are the ones who were not defiled with women. They are sanctified. They are holy. For they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. And these were redeemed from among men. Separated from among men. Just like the Lord redeemed the children of Israel out of Egypt. Today, the Lord wants to redeem and separate all of us to be first fruits to God and to the Lamb. We have a wonderful destination. And may the Lord help us to get there. Right? And in Revelation 18, verse 4, the Lord sounded out once again the same call that he did to Abraham and to Moses. He is now speaking to his people. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins and lest you receive of her plagues. Yeah, may the Lord help us. Yes. When we reach New Jerusalem, the first thing you see of New Jerusalem is a great and a high wall, right? So you tell me, what is the reason for the wall? If not for separation. This is a big issue these days, border security in the South. Right? It's also a big issue with God. Yeah. Much more. Right? Are you? Yes, I am all for building the wall. In Psalms it says, build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Right? We need to be watchmen on the walls of Jerusalem. Yeah. The wall is necessary. Because it will keep those who are unholy and undefiled outside the gates. Yeah. In Revelation chapter 24, I'm sorry, 22, verse 14 to 15. There's no 24. Revelation 22, verse 14 says, blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. Amen. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. They do not belong in the holy city. Right? So separation are for those who are unjust and filthy, and it will separate them from those who are holy and righteous. Yeah. And finally, yesterday morning, Moses shared about in Psalms about how great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, right? In his holy mountain. This morning when I was driving to the hall, I saw this wall of mountain ahead of me filled with snow. Did you see it? It's impressive. Right? Why is it impressive? Because it's beautiful in elevation. Okay, elevation is separation. Yes. May the Lord help us all to be elevated above all the smog of this world, that we would be his holy city. Yes. And my prayer to the Lord is, Lord, I want to be more separated, more elevated in year 2020 than I was in year 2019. Yeah. While everything else is going downward in sin, may we be those who are singing the songs of the ascent. We want to go up with the Lord. Right? Go up to Zion. Go up to Jerusalem to worship our holy God. Yeah, may the Lord help us all to make it. Amen.